This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
Looking for the perfect treat to sweeten your day? Paris Baguette has you covered with expertly crafted cakes, flaky pastries, and handcrafted coffees. And for a limited time, indulge in pure Nutella bliss. From Nutella-filled croissants and donuts to cakes and delicious Nutella lattes, every bite and sip is rich Nutella perfection. Order online at parisbaguette.com or in the app using promo code PB3OFF15 to get $3 off your purchase of $15 or more through May 11th. Participation may vary. Limit one.
97.1 FM Talk on-demand audio.
Well, the Dow was down 349. The Nasdaq up slightly today. A lot of this because, well, maybe all of it because of the tariff talk. Here's President Trump.
There have been some mixed messages from your administration. You're talking about negotiations, and yet others in your administration are saying that these tariffs are actually permanent. What is the action?
It can both be true. They can be permanent tariffs, and there can also be negotiations, because there are things that we need beyond tariffs. We need open borders. You know, we almost had a deal with China where we're going to open up China. It was almost done. Some of you remember it during my first term, and it was very disappointing. We ended up making a great deal. $50 billion worth of product was sold. $50 billion. You'd like that in Israel. And I made that deal, but it wasn't the deal that I wanted. It was the deal that I wanted was that plus they're going to open up China so that our companies could go into China and compete with other countries and China for the, you know, for a large number of people.
So he referenced Bibi Netanyahu, who was sitting with him, the Israeli prime minister, in the room. So it was a weird day, because if you woke up this morning, I mean, the Dow futures yesterday looked like it was going to be a complete, you know, tank job on Wall Street. Then the market opens up several hundred points in green. And it goes back down, and it finishes down 349. Dave Simons is here, always sorts this out, the host of Dollars and Cents on KMOX and managing director of One Private Wealth in Chesterfield. David, how are you this afternoon?
I'm well, Mark. My head's spinning, and your description was very apt. It was that kind of a day.
So it was not my imagination that I saw that market soar for just a little while this morning, right?
Yeah, you know what happened there? There was this, and even the White House came out and said it's fake news, but I'm sitting at my desk, and the Dow is probably at the time, oh, maybe down about 800, 900 points, something like that. And like 30 seconds later, I look, and the market is soaring. And I'm like, okay, something just happened. And what happened was some news that hit the tape that said that there was that President Trump had agreed to a 90-day pause. Okay, no tariffs. We're not going to do it. We're going to negotiate for 90 days. Well, of course, that's going to cause a big jump in the market. Turned out that that was not true. That was based on Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, was asked in an interview about the possibility of a 90-day pause. Some reporter somewhere went with it, reported it wrong, that he had agreed to it. That didn't happen. So, but Mark, the point is, that's the kind of world we're living in right now.
Well, let me ask this question, because this is interesting. I want to piggyback. I was out last week with Rex Singfield, who is a friend. He, you know, this is the guy that literally helped at the University of Chicago in the early 1970s invent the index fund that, you know, went on to make him and a lot of people a lot of money. But I you know, walk into this dinner last week with Rex, this guy who knows a lot about investing, is worth a lot of money. I say, hey, I want your take on the stock market. And his response was, well, I don't really have a take on the stock market. The stock market's going to do what it's going to do. It has all the information it needs, and it's constantly being fed that information. And that's kind of what happened this morning to a certain extent.
Well, it's exactly, and I have a great deal of respect for Rex, too, and I totally agree with him, and that's what I've been telling everyone. What I've been saying is that every economist, every market strategist, every amateur investor has an opinion on how this thing's going to end and what's happening now. And I say, it doesn't matter. Right. You don't have to listen to it. You don't have to listen to Dave Simon's opinion. You don't have to listen to this economist over here, what he thinks is going to happen. The ultimate arbiter is the stock market. The stock market is apolitical. The stock market really doesn't have, doesn't lean in an ideological way. So if you want to know, is the market happy right now or is it worried? It's worried. It's voting in a very apolitical way that it's worried about a recession if nothing changes with the current rhetoric and maybe where we're going with tariffs.
Can you make the case that maybe some of this and some of these stocks were overvalued in the first place, simply from the standpoint that you've been talking about? We know that there's always kind of a correction that might lurk around the corner. Is part of it possibly that?
Very much of it, Mark. This market was priced to perfection. And another thing that I've been writing in my weekly commentary, well, gosh, late last year, early this year, to say the market's doing very well. The economy's doing pretty well. It's not perfect, but pretty well. But it's priced to perfection on a historical basis. The stock market was valued as high as some of the tops that we've seen in recent decades. And that wasn't to scare anybody. It was just to point out that if one little thing goes wrong, you could see a decent sized correction. Well, we've seen it. And the talk of tariffs, some say the highest that we've seen even since the Smoot-Hawley days of the 1930s, was the catalyst. Doesn't mean it has to end badly, but that's what the market right now is actually looking for some footing, and it's looking for clarity. It's looking for clarity. That's what it's really doing.
And it could get that, though, over the course of the next couple of weeks. One of the things, and I think that we just have to, we have to be a little patient with some of this stuff, but we don't know where the market's going to be, you know, tomorrow, let alone in you know, 5 days or a couple of weeks from now. So to a certain extent, I'd like to see some of this sort itself out. Now, you keep tanking every day, and, you know, you eat into too much of a portfolio. And, Dave, like, maybe I ask this question from this perspective. Fred and I talk about it even on the air. Fred's turning, well, he just turned 65, so, you know, he's a little closer to retirement. I may or may not be approaching a birthday later this week that I'm very uncomfortable with. But, you know, maybe 7, 8 years, 10 years away from retirement, depending on what happens. So you make different decisions based on where you might be right now.
Right, right. Well, and so people in retirement, understandably, justifiably, are worried because they don't have any income to dollar cost average. Which, by the way, if you have 10 years or more, I'm begging you and I'm pleading and I'm urging you, do not stop your dollar cost averaging into the 401k. I can almost guarantee, Mark, somebody listening right now has done that. It happens all the time. And they see it as, well, why would I take good money and continue to put it into bad money because my 401k keeps going down?
Right.
And my response is the juice, the power, the jet fuel that makes your 401k actually really grow are times like this, because the money that you put into your 401k from every paycheck, you're just automatically, by default, inevitably buying cheaper shares, more shares at times like this. You want the market to correct. Everybody else, some of the people that you mentioned at or near retirement, yeah, you better be moderately, somewhat conservatively invested right now. We certainly have made those kinds of changes in our portfolios. We're still fully invested, but a lot of the high growth stuff we pretty much got out of and went more defensive, and it's helped us.
But it's a good reminder to folks, especially even much younger than I am. Look, we've seen, you just go back to people our age, right? We've seen what happened. We saw what happened in 2008. And I think in a weird way, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I got wiped out, Dave, with, you know, my divorce early 2000s. So I was kind of building up savings. And what happened in 2008, I think, did benefit me with my 401k, because after that period, you know, some of the advances that we made were pretty incredible in that first, I guess it would be the second Obama administration.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, you know, and this is interesting timing that we're talking about this. If I could do a quick plug, because earlier this year I just started this podcast called the Simons Says Podcast. See how clever I am, Mark?
That is clever, that is. Where would you have ever gotten that? Yeah.
It's a YouTube channel. You just go to YouTube and just put Simons Says Podcast and it'll pop up. But the one this week, and I drop them every Wednesday, is on the very topic that we're talking about. It's the dollar cost averaging. It's the 401k plan. Please don't stop that. Everybody else, I get back to the fact that you need to go back and look at your portfolio to make sure that you can still retire, you can still continue to stay retired based on this kind of potential for a 20 to 30% correction. That's not to scare anybody. That's not necessarily a prediction, but I'm telling you, I'm just being honest. If we don't see some kind of a negotiation behind the scenes, and President Trump, and I'm taking his word for it, when he says, this is what I'm doing, okay, that's what you're doing. But if other countries don't acquiesce and everybody continues to maybe pile on more tariffs, this thing could get ugly and people need to recognize that possibility.
David, we'll continue to track it. We'll see what happens because obviously there's some jittering, some nerves out there. But again, let's see where we are. You know, I don't know how long it's going to take to get the market back to 45,000. Maybe that takes a couple of weeks. Maybe it takes 6 months. But people are going to be looking at that marker just because that's where we were. So,
and we will hit it again. Yeah. There's the markets inevitably and ultimately go up and to the right. And no matter where the bottom of this one is, that trend, that long-term 100-year trend will right itself again. It will.
All right, David. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
Take care. Yeah, along those lines, here, I meant to play this earlier, but this is good. Scott Bessent, who's the Treasury Secretary, shared some information. And in some of this, you know, he even admitted was based on or inspired by private conversations. You know, people out there, big money players, investors.
I don't like to repeat private conversations with the president, but I'll repeat this one because I think it really illustrates where his head was at. First time I went to see him, saw him at Mar-a-Lago, he said, Scott, how are we going to get these debt and deficits down without causing a recession? That's exactly where we are now. How are we going to get the debt and deficits down, not cause a recession? And I said, sir, when you win, you didn't get us here. We're going to set a goal by 2028. We want to get back to the long-term average. We're going to deflate it slowly.
Long-term average being about 3% deficit to GDP.
About 3.5% deficit to GDP.
All right, so that, you know, part of the goal here is not only reshaping the economy, but putting the U.S. in a much better financial position because it's not in one right now.
I keep saying the U.S., we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem because we are averaging right about 18% revenue. Biden administration blew it out blew the spending out to 25. Normally, it's about 21, 21 and a half. We have 2% inflation, so we get nominal GDP 3.8, and it all works out.
So a lot of math there, right? But yeah. Obviously, he's talking about growth, and you know, some of the numbers there do get confusing. I'm not going to lie. But you know, part of the goal here is to reduce what we owe.
One of the heads of one of the Singapore sovereign wealth funds here last week, guess what Singapore spends in terms of spending to GDP?
Deficit 3%?
They have no deficit, but they spend 18%.
18%.
18%. And he said, you know, we have a lot in common with the Trump administration. We like small government. We don't like illegal immigration. And we like personal safety, which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah, so there's a plan. That's Scott Bessent. He's the Treasury Secretary. We'll obviously talk more about it. And Batyankar Sargsyan from the Free Press, who's one of our favorite reform liberals, will put it into her perspective, which is awesome, after the top of the hour. Kusumano's coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.